maybe speak to one or two other people. And nothing stops our team from getting one political vote, everybody's, you know, engaging at both sides. By the way, I must point out, colleagues, with a scoff, as Bikiledi, if she's still here, will tell you, we several times had on tax bills all the parties together with Zakhele Shlope and Antonio Manemela, the researcher, and they went to Joburg and Pretoria. You'll recall, Tracy, maybe Bikile, you and your team, I don't know it. I think we did that, maybe Janine, with the Financial Sector Regulation Act. So, you know, I now that I think about it, because these are virtual meetings, presumably, I don't know, Bikile, we will ask, because the bill is in Parliament, where appropriate, after discussion with the staff, that they be connected to. Because it gives them an opportunity also. Those colleagues of ours and the staff, they actually wanted to go. In fact, they reminded me I had to rush and get the money for them to fly and all that, right? So I know they were keen to go because it's also for them an opportunity, Esther, Poppy, Kololeko, to become more like exposed to technical debates and better understand our portfolios. It's also a learning exercise, but it's also an important monitoring exercise from your side on behalf of Parliament. So we should look into that too in future when we ask parties to meet. Okay. Now, who's going to respond first? Federation?
Chair, thank you. Can we just say from our side, we're very comfortable that and very grateful that the committee, yourself, Honourable Chair, and the committee members have given us the time to present the points of view that we have. We do appreciate that. Chair, I will get from Kululeko the document from which you were outlining the various questions that you felt we could respond to. I will just very briefly say, Chair, that when it comes to issues of are they in fact real costs? Are we substantively low risk? Is the assertion that we're making that it has impact in the consumer base that we've identified? We do think that given the fact, given the no need for a crazy haste, that some kind of assessment could or should have been done by Treasury. We've not seen any of that take place, and we've repeatedly asked for that. Our substantive concern, Chair, around bringing our legal teams to it was as a matter of respect to the committee that we provide the necessary legal rigor. I like to remind people when I speak, I'm substantively a shopkeeper, not a lawyer. And I would prefer that when I'm required to bring the appropriate legal rigor to a process, that we do provide the necessary expertise. It does also, obviously, Chair, we say this without shame, allow us to have an appropriate platform for any subsequent steps that we need to take in either in responding or to or addressing or implementing anything that comes out of a process such as this, a process involving either law and or regulation. Our substantive issues here are not with the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition. Our substantive issues here are based entirely around the nature of our engagements with Treasury and the FIC, we will take a number of the assertions that they've made, which are not our experience with all due respect in the past, but we will take a number of the assertions that we've made into our further engagements with them, in our broader engagements with them, not just this particular matter under discussion and its eventual rollout, but in respect of all of our further engagements with them, we've taken very careful note of the culture that they have defined as being appropriate in engagements, and we will certainly look to leverage off those in the spirit of achieving an outcome that is in the best interest of the economic development that we all seek to participate in. So Chair, we will respond in writing. Once I have that, I have made notes about the areas where you've asked us to be more specific or be more definitive. We will respond in writing in the course of the next few days. But our last comment is we are immensely grateful for the opportunity that the committee has given us to raise the concerns that we have raised. And we just ask that the context of each of the elements that we've raised, whether it is experiences in other countries, that the context is always clearly positioned. We're not saying, as we have said, one size does not fit all at the very beginning. We conclude on that by saying that a number of the elements of either other countries and or even the so-called constitutionality issues have perhaps been slightly misunderstood for whatever rhyme or reason. Again, the country examples were to show the mistakes being made by being overly hasty, not to be more specific to the type of credit provider. And we're saying there are some things we could do by not being hasty. And with respect to the constitutionality issues, we have clearly indicated it's not necessarily about the pure legality of this bill as it's currently presented, but the impact that it might have if what we don't do is give clarity for the carve out that we've asked for, the impact that it might have when those who have to implement it incorrectly. And those steps could become problematic. But Chair, again, thank you very, very much to yourself for the courtesies and to the committee for the hearing that we've had. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Chair.
Can I suggest that Nkululeko, you send the Federation the document done by our team. You will discuss it with them if they want to add to it or something, and then send it to both them and on the other hand the National Treasury, so you can both reply by Wednesday. If possible, you can engage with Nkululeko about that so that they can start preparing and let us have a document on the Friday before we come back, or the Thursday before we come back to Parliament. I think that we are on the 7th. The Thursday will be what, the 6th or 7th of October. We come back, I think, around the 10th. We have the dates wrong. Okay. The second thing to say is the Federation, you don't need to, Michael, you don't have to like be over effusive in your thanks to us. We have to do what we do. We have to consult with you. And, well, maybe we have different styles of doing it in different committees, but we're doing what we have to do. We're not doing anything over and above. We have to hear all sides. These are technically complex issues. And whatever the differences between yourselves and Treasury stroke FIC and ourselves, the three parties here. You know, we all are working towards making this country work. So I think that we appreciate your participation too. Right. National Treasury, excuse me, and FIC. And when I get cut off, if Njabu is around, he'll take over. Tikeledi might be able to be here for half an hour. I don't know when Momara Khane, because she is endless cuts off. And then if nobody else is there, then let's see the numbers in Nkululeko and you can decide to continue. I'll try to switch to my iPhone. Maybe that'll work, but let's see. We've got about 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm still here.
Sorry?
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. But one of you can take over. As we've agreed, particularly the chairs should ideally not chair because it gives other people, I'm sure you agree, the space. So if Njadu wants to do it, Mamala Khani, that's great. But otherwise, if you're around, at least for 20 minutes or so, you can pull it together. And if nothing else, we can adopt the minutes if we have a quorum. Okay, so very quickly, over to you, Treasury and FIC.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe let me start off by just apologizing for the tone and perhaps the intransigence that we heard was evident in our presentation. Chair, that is certainly not the manner and the spirit in which we are always very you know, very carefully told to engage with members of the public and yourselves by the DG and the minister, and any sort of perceptions around that, Chair, are certainly a failure of our presentation style today, and do not reflect the institution and the minister and DG. And I would extend that to the FIC as well, Chair. In dealing with the substantive issues, the Federation, and I speak under correction, you know, noted that, you know, that what they were really looking for is a sense of clarity and certainty and something to really be able to hang their hat on to understand that how when the FIC says they're going to apply risk based in a particular manner, that is actually what happens. And Chair and Honourable Ryder, we think that that's actually incredibly important and critical. We accept that we perhaps should have gone into greater detail in describing how this can be done through guidance and the role of guidance in communicating supervisory expectations. But we would agree with you that this is really important. We will ensure that the FIC executes its regulatory responsibility in a clear way, including issuing guidance that is understandable, digestible, and clearly sets out what is expected from the regulated sector. That would be our responsibility as providing oversight over the FIC, and we assure the committee that we will do that. We would also invite Chair or at least note that certainly that oversight and ensuring the FIC deliver on that could also be extended to yourselves and in your engagement with the FIC. But we, certainly on our side, we will be doing that, and we would hope that the Parliament also holds them to account on the clarity and effectiveness of the guidance that they issue and the outcomes that flow from that. Chair and Honourable Ryder, maybe just to assure you of our commitment in this regard, that this is consistent with our broad approach to other areas of FATF standards. We have been really strongly involved in making sure that what FATF communicates as standards does not have the effect of that outlined by the Federation of having supervisors just simply lazily defaulting to the most rigid interpretation of the rules in multiple areas, including Chair, the work that we've done in relation to correspondent banking in other jurisdictions. There, Chair, what we've seen is that supervisors in other countries have simply defaulted to, like you say, a very rigid approach of standards, which has resulted in banks assessing the risks as just being so complex to manage that they would just rather leave a jurisdiction rather than apply the risk-based supervision as contained in the FATF standards. And we've worked very closely with FATF and other international bodies to make sure that supervisory expectations are applied in a way that that is risk-based and commensurate to the risk. So the point I'm making, rather in a long-winded way, is that we understand and support the concept of a risk-based approach, not just a slavish rigid application of the rules, which can have unintended and deleterious effects on the regulated sector. We do that at the international level, and we certainly commit to making sure that will be done through how the FIC will be implementing the standard. And we will do so directly with them, and we hope that you will be doing so yourselves as Parliament. Chair, there were some specific additional questions that relate to crypto asset service providers. and the inclusion of what is called virtual asset service providers or crypto asset service providers. I will allow the FIC to maybe outline the implications of their incorporation into schedules, but we'll start off by just saying to the honourable member, it is for that very purpose that we want them to be scoped in, is to ensure that the sort of mushrooming numbers of scams and people taking advantage of ordinary consumers is reduced. So this will be done by inclusion into the schedules, as the FIC will be unpacking right now. But also we will be working with other regulators in other areas to make sure that there's a uniform approach and that crypto service asset providers are adequately regulated for the risks that they pose. Let me just hand over to the FIC just to unpack that, but maybe in doing so, the FIC can also just address the questions of the treatment of cooperatives. Kamala, I think that you're on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thanks, Makila. I will start with the question of the crypto asset service providers. So when we started consultations in 2017 to amend the schedules, we did consult with, again, it was a very small crypto asset service provider industry, and I'll explain what that is. And this was before the FATF changed their standards, which was done in around October 2019, which required all jurisdictions to include under the scope of AML-CFT, crypto asset service providers. Now, these are businesses and the activities that need to be covered are those that carry on businesses where in dealing with clients where they exchange a crypto asset for a fiat currency or vice versa, exchanging one form of crypto for another asset like your Bitcoin for Ethereum, conducting a transaction that transfers one crypto asset to another address, or safekeeping of those crypto assets by a business. So we had consulted around 2017, it then became a standard. So now jurisdictions that have these types of businesses operating in their environment must either prohibit the activity or regulate the activity. Now currently, this is a totally unregulated activity in South Africa. And we have worked closely with the intergovernmental FinTech working group that's set up, and members include the National Treasury, the FIC, the South African Reserve Bank, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the South African Revenue Service, and the Competition Commission, and it also includes the National Credit Regulator. And we consulted on a position paper on how to deal with this. The position paper sets out 25 recommendations. I'll speak to the one that deals with the Financial Intelligence Center Act. So the position taken is that we need to regulate it. It needs to be under the scope of AML-CFT. It needs to be supervised and it needs to be licensed. The cases that one of the honorable members mentioned, the MTI case and AfriCrypt, and this has been in the media, and this is what's happening in a totally unregulated environment. And we have said that it's something that needs to be urgently attended to and regulated, and we are working closely with the other regulators as well. The amendments to the schedules and its new item 22 would, when approved, if approved, would include the sector as an accountable institution with thick act compliance for them. On the other hand, the FSCA is dealing with respect to licensing, and it's a separate process looking at their amendments to their act. I'll go on to, there was a question raised regarding Itala. So currently, Itala Development Finance Corporation is an accountable institution. When we dealt with item 11 in the act to amend item 11 to include all types of credit providers, Itala would now fall under there as an accountable institution. So there's no need for it to be listed under item 16 as well. Cooperative banks, I'll go back to when South Africa was recently assessed, and that report, the mutual evaluation report published, deficiencies identified included that not all financial institutions are under the scope of the PIC Act, not all designated non-financial businesses and professions are under the PIC Act, and crypto asset service providers as well are not under the scope of the PIC Act, and that therefore the amendments. So we consulted with the sector, and I think there's about four or five cooperative banks that now, and it's under item 7A to be included as an accountable institution. And what we have said during consultation, and even Mr. Milan also mentioned it here, the type of supervision, etc., or compliance by the cooperative bank will not be the same as required by a big bank. So if the MLTF risk...
Ms. Governor, sorry to interrupt you, but I know you're doing fine. I just may not come back. I may come back. It's depending on the ESCOM cards, right? So I just want to say before I part, Vukile, the point I made was not directed at you personally. It's a general point that some of us feel about the arrogance of Treasury in general. It's not about you. So don't take it personally. You are rigid as Treasury, honestly. And we have to squeeze concessions out of you and sometimes demand them. That's the point, Vukile. You and your younger team of new entrants into the portfolio, a select committee, from National Treasury, very competent, really, young as you are. So it's not a reflection on you. But I do feel that at one level, you represent your acting DG, some of your personality may be different, but style of dealing with the matter. So it's about the content, not about you, please. I wasn't suggesting. You're just being, you internalize the National Treasury's culture. But anyway, National Treasuries are the same colleagues all over the world, and they have to be at one level. So anyway, if you weren't, then the money will just get spent by us populist politicians every way. Okay, so you're doing your job and very well. I should bring you acting DG for those of us who are doing quite well. That hey, your new team is echoing your style. All right, Vukile, it's not personal, right? So in case it was understood. Okay, sorry, Ms. Governor, you go ahead. Although don't get over technical on these issues, eh? Because you lose us. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Then very quickly to pick up on, there was a question regarding retrospectivity, and just to reconfirm, and Mr. Peter Smith, the Executive Manager of Legal and Policy at the FIC, confirmed this at our session on Tuesday, that there is no retrospectivity. And we have during consultations as well, and when Mr. Milan comes in, he can also confirm that we had stated that there would be no, although the amendments, when they do come into effect, there will be no sanctions or anything for a period of 12 to 18 months when the supervisors will be working with the new sectors to look at basically to ensure they understand and how to understand PIC Act obligations. Then there was one question regarding money remitters. It's currently under item 19 of the PIC Act. So money remitters are accountable institutions, and these are your authorized dealers, such as your banks, and your authorized dealers with limited authority. And the mutual evaluation report found that we have covered the formal money remitters that needed authorization by the Financial Surveillance Department of the Reserve Bank, but not the informal sector, and this is a difficult area. The informal sector included, it includes your informal money remitters such as your Hawala dealers. I'll stop this for now, Vukile, and Christopher Milan could come in on if he needs to add anything that I've missed out. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Whoever is coming in now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to deal with the issue of the awareness and guidance which the Honourable Member Ryder mentioned, it is the cornerstone of our approach that whenever we issue a new regulation or a new requirement that we seek to, in consultation with industry, work with them to issue appropriate guidance. And we have in fact commenced that process. What we intend doing is to ensure that each sector as defined now will have an accompanying scoping guidance so that there's absolute clarity as to when someone would be in the net and would be out of the net. And accompanying that would be a lot of awareness material to ensure that the understanding of how to apply risk and how for the industries to risk rate themselves, and therefore once they've risk rated themselves to apply the appropriate risk levels. If their view is low, they will apply low. We will support that through workshops intensively with each sector. Thank you.
Sorry, hello. Am I connected? Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Can we move to the next speaker? Is there anybody else? Is there nobody else who wants to come in?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Can we then decide what we're going to do? Well, the first question I've got, sorry, I'm trying to connect, but we seem to have suddenly got our, I don't know what's going on, right? We got cut off for a moment and now we seem to be back because I see my Wi-Fi is functioning. It's on my 4G, I went outside for the 4G. Oh, okay, I don't know what's going on, okay? Anyway, it's not a, you know, if I get cut off in Jadu or somebody will take over. Listen, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Vukile, and your team, I don't know whether what this means, but the Federation pointed out that something about wanting they haven't got documents that they asked for. Now, I'm clear that certain documents are internal to the executive, right? And there's no court of law that can demand of an executive, what I gather from my own stay here in this parliament in certain circumstances, that a document be given, even using PAIA and so on. But other documents, most documents, especially if they're used to process policy issues or bills, are meant to be available. Frank, I think I'm right. You can come in if I'm not. In which case, if they are seeking a document, unless it's confidential and very internal and can be used in a court of law or something against you, but even that may not be an impediment to giving it. What is the problem? What is it that they're asking for that they can't seem to get from you related to the matter before Parliament right now? Vukile, do you know anything about this?
Chair, I'm not entirely sure. I think what the Federation was referring to is a risk assessment for the specific sector, I'll allow the FIC colleagues to come in about whether that has been developed. My understanding is that the risk assessment in that granularities have not been developed, and therefore we simply don't have that.
Yeah. Okay. The Federation, what is it you are looking for that you say you can't get from them? Michael, is he still here? Yeah, he seems to be here.
I'm your chair.
So what is it you're looking for that you can't get?
Chair, if with the chair's permission, it may be a lot simpler if I just engage directly with Vukile. I think we have established a kind of communication vibe now, which is a lot more constructive than we did. For example, want their presentation to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee. We hadn't seen that. We thought that was interesting. I have been asked to get an indication that it was spoken about on Tuesday that, for example, Basa had taken a particular view. I've been in touch with Basa. They're not entirely sure where they indicated that the view that Bukile had spoken about in his presentation on Tuesday. But yeah, I think in respect of the process, I don't want us to get stuck in too many almost irrelevant details, but we will resolve details with Fukili and the team because we do think the channels of communication are a lot more clean now. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Look, you're entitled to Dr. Fukili. Frank can help, right? Just run Frank by and politically sort it out. Whatever you're legally entitled to as a stakeholder, you should get. That's the law, which everybody, the president himself, the presidency has to respect. Okay, now I don't know why he's not raising it with respect to retrospectivity. Now, I'm not your reader. Why can't you raise this thing? Dennis?
Jeff?
Yeah.
I don't really want to enter into a debate. It's not worth debating. Separate points, but the fact is that, the effect of the act, and we've seen it with the banks, the effect of the act is that it's applied retrospectively. So, it's a semantic point, but it's there. And I hold my opinion. Treasury's standing on the principle, no act is retrospective. Frank will agree with him. The effect of the thing is that it's retrospective. I'm not going to debate. Thanks, Chair.
All right. Can you guys have a meeting, which Esther and them don't have to attend, right? Esther, you've got better things to do. I'm sure on your team. All right. So basically, for now, I'm not sure we can take things forward today, okay? Unless somebody else has raised something new. Now, as far as Esther's team's document goes, it only was sent out at about 9:30, 10. There's nothing to hide. We are Parliament. And certainly when the Trade Federation, Michael says, hey, he's looking for a document that you gave to Parliament, just send it to them or in Kulileko will give it to you, right? That's the open document. Even the peasants in Mongolia can have access to it, right? If they've got access to internet or if they can contact in Kulileko, you'll have to give it to them. All right, so we're done on that one about some document that Treasury gave to Parliament, which the Federation can't access. I don't know why, but anyway, in Kulileko, you'll sort it out for them. Secondly, on the other matters that are remaining, here it is, as I understand it. One, what we're going to have is documents from the Federation and Bukile's team responding to our team's document by Wednesday or so next week. And our team will, the Friday morning, 10 o'clock, before the Monday that Parliament starts, will have given the document to us. And I'm pleading with members that we read every line of it so that it expedites. But if you don't, I will painstakingly, you saw what I did, I will actually read it out of it, colleagues. You can't expect to mandate our team to do a document. They spent within 48 hours they delivered that, as we did. We had a meeting immediately after this Tuesday meeting. We said, we have to move. Let's do our own independent stuff. We're not pretending to be experts like Bukile and them, okay? But we need experts more and more on our side. We raised it in the House on, when was it, yesterday. But our team will do the best it can, and they have. So I don't expect, colleagues, that you will not read, before we come to a meeting, their documents, please. So give it by Friday, 10 o'clock in Kulileko, send it out, and then nobody can complain that they had 3 days to read it. So if people don't pick up on the issues there, I will literally hold the meeting up and say, let's start with this 10-page document, starting from line one. Okay, we can tell Treasury to leave and a stakeholder to leave. Why must we waste their time? They can switch off, they can remain on. I will read the document line by line. I'm alerting you, colleagues. Right, so we will get the document on Friday. In the meanwhile, there seems to be some channel of communication. Insofar as it falls within the purview of this bill, we will facilitate, okay? But beyond that, it's not our job. It's we almost sort it out. Thirdly, we would like to, Nguleko, to actually now move towards getting the bill finished as soon as possible in the first week or so. If we have to sit several days, so be it. But by the second week of Parliament in Jalu, this thing must be on the House's agenda. Because we've got tax bills and the MTBPS and so on, and we've got to show to FATA in whatever form we've delivered something. Okay? Now, I think the deadline for Kila is end of October, at least, for these bills to be passed. And the end of November, the other bills that are coming. Okay, so that's our program. We will then move on, colleagues, to the draft program. In Nkululeko, you sent it out, and then the minutes, so we should be finished in the next 15 minutes. So let's start with the draft program. In Nkululeko, you sent it out, did you? Thank you.
I only sent the minutes, but I can fly it.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So the program, you said you'll fly it. So colleagues, apart from us, Tracy, you've got better things to do in life. And so is Federation and any other outside observer, if there are any. Okay, fine. Let's go for it. What are we doing? The program, you said you're going to fly it now. Or shall we do the minutes?
Yes, it's that.
Okay, right. It's coming up. Colleagues, in the meanwhile, you know what it is. We are stuck with the Money Bills Act provisions, and we have to work with the NA committee. The two secretaries meet, and the chairs consult where necessary. So there are some dates that are non-negotiable, right? Because they would. Right. So, yes, when we first come back on the Tuesday, we're dealing with this bill. Now, So what we should have there in Nkululeko is below the thing, and other meetings as necessary to finalize the bill by Friday, whatever the date is. Friday, it'll be the 15th or something. Eh? So on the first item there, below the word Intelligence Center Act, you'll put, and further meetings on Tuesday the 11th, we will meet, right? Then what we could do is maybe use the Thursday evening and the Friday if we have to finish the bill. So say bills to be processed, voted on in committee by the Friday. What is that, 12, 13? I can't add, like 15, right? Then the next one, obviously, is we have to do that, colleagues. There's no choice, right? Then we have the public hearing. Then we have the MTBPS. Now, of course, this is an outline, right? And then we might have meetings in between to finish things if things don't work out for us. Then we've got the briefings, and then it's all money bills business. So let's go down to the next meeting. Next meeting that goes beyond the joint meetings with the NA committee. Yeah, there we are. Thursday, the 10th of November, after plenary, we're looking at the tax administration bills. Yeah, okay, good. And the following Tuesday, taking Parliament to the people oversight. Okay, that concerns the whole Parliament, right? Then we go to the next meeting, Thursday.
Sorry, Chair. During the week of the taking Parliament to the people, there is a proposal that we have meetings virtually right after the taking Parliament.
Yeah, and I saw that. You said that. Where are we going? Do you know where we're taking Parliament? To one province?
KwaZulu-Natal, Chair.
Oh, yes, I was told, yeah. Okay. Date 13th, 17th November, we're doing, okay, right, that's the whole week, right? Public hearings and the General Laws Amendment Bill. Yeah, now that bill is much more complex than this one. I think we'll have to have more than three meetings, but we will do what we have to do. Okay, broadly, can we agree in principle with this thing? You can put a sign at the top, a note at the top, and ask us, there will be further meetings as and when necessary to meet the goals of processing all the bills, mention them by the time that the fourth quarter ends, which is late November, early December, presumably. Okay. Right. Any members got any issue about the program? I see. Yes, Mr. Njadu.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I just wanted to say that it is a very hectic program. And then that for us to focus on strictly the scheduling, I propose the adoption of the program.
Okay. Seconder.
Yeah, I'll second it. Let's just
okay, good. Thank you. Two seconders, the lady is so enthusiastic about 2 seconders. Okay. Right. Let's go to the minutes. Right. Colleagues, you've got 4 sets of minutes. Right. The first one, I downloaded all of them. No, let me get that. The first one will be, let me just quickly go there. I'm not as fast as
Nicholas.
I'm looking, I've got it here. It's down, it's not down, it's what's the word you use? 2 August, yeah. What's the word you use when it goes down to the corner? What's the word? Sideline it. What's the word you use in Nkululeko in technology? Minimize. Aye. Nkululeko, you're slow, mate. Minimize it. Okay. 2 August, minimize. Are you impressed with me in Nkululeko? Minimize. Okay. And that's boring, right? The first few pages is names and names. Right. Introduction, that chairperson. Oh, the boring chairperson. All right. You should add boring in brackets, chairperson. Briefing by National Treasury. Oh, man, this is a straightforward one. There's just a summary. And then we go to anything else on page 3, because that's where members. Dennis, check that every word you said is not covered.
It looks like we have got just about that, Chair. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Fortunately, we don't mention your name. Otherwise, you'll go to your wife and say everything. Ah, look at how important I am. And your children, they'll just look at you uninterestedly, I suspect. Okay? And then you can go to your branch meeting. All right, I'm holding you guys up. And there's responses by National Treasury, page 4. I shall shut up. In Nkululeko, you're not doing a job and pulling me in order. End of the meeting. Wow, that took like 2 years to adjourn. Okay, right. Move a seconder, please.
Move, Chair.
Okay, seconder.
I'll second, Chair.
Oh, Bonnie, where were you all this time?
No, it's Billy. It's not funny.
Oh, Billy. Okay, right.
How are you doing, Chair?
Yeah, I'm very well, my friend. Okay, 23rd of August is next. Yeah, that's 30th August, 23rd of August, right? Okay. Willie, your name is spelled correctly, Willie. W-A-S. What's the S for? Okay.
Stephanus. Proud bearer of a lot of names.
Okay. Right. We go to the first introduction, chairperson briefing. On page 1, 2, anything? Page 3? Committee resolutions. Page 4. Move a seconder, please.
Move, Chair.
Thank you. A seconder.
I'll second, Chair.
All right. Thanks, Njadu. Tuesday, 30th August. Page 1, all our names. Page 2, it's the deposit levies one. End of meeting. Ooh, this is quite short. Okay. 2 pages there. Any move a seconder, please?
I'll move, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder?
Yeah, I'll second, Chair.
Thank you. Now, then we got Tuesday, 6th of September, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. This is on the DBSA, remember? Page 5, page 6. Right, mover and seconder, please.
I propose moving, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder, please.
Seconding.
All right, good. That's done. We're done for the term. And remember, colleagues, especially people who are not in the ANC, you're meant to focus on this bill, especially Big Mark Dennis, because it is a lot of points. ANC comrades out there campaigning, please, for 2024. Thank you. Bye.
Longer, Chairperson.